You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. 8 years after the 2013 ammonium nitrate explosion in the city of West, little has changed when it comes to chemical safety policies. The fertilizer plant explosion killed 15 people, one of the largest and deadliest chemical disasters in U.S. history. But today, despite a sweeping review of chemical safety procedures, many changes remain incomplete or have been rolled back. It's the subject of a Texas Public Radio and Houston Public Media collaborative investigation. TPR's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
In this small Texas town just outside Waco, an eternal flame flickers on top of a fountain. It's surrounded by 15 stone blocks, engraved with the names and life stories of the 15 people killed. Across the train tracks from that memorial, all that's left of the West Fertilizer Company is a patch of gravel with sporadic bits of exposed foundation and bent rebar, a strange blight on the landscape. On the day of the explosion, Dustin Matus was working with his dad, Jimmy, at the family welding shop. Dustin's project wasn't going well, and his dad noticed.
And he said, "Dustin, you all right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm frustrated. Yeah, it's 4 o'clock, just get out of there. Day's almost over with. Hell, we'll start on it tomorrow."
After work, Dustin's dad went to help with a fire at the West Fertilizer Company. Dustin and his wife watched from their back porch.
My wife was taking photos and pictures and videos, and she walked in the house, I guess, to upload them. And we got a big, like a storm door on the back of the house. Well, as soon as she walked in and she opened the door, when that storm door slammed, that's when it blew up.
For the next 2 days, he wasn't sure what happened to his dad. The site of the explosion was a massive crater, and it had been taken over by state and federal investigators, including staff from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF.
Because, I mean, I lived right across. I mean, I lived across the pasture. I tried to drive my four-wheeler over there. I couldn't get over there. The sheriffs would stop me. Everybody would stop me. But one of my friends, he said, "I'm going, Dustin. You want me to let you?" I said, "I need to know." And sure enough, they found him. And he said, brown Reeboks, right? Because everybody knew Dad wore brown, like leather Reeboks. I said, "Yeah." He sent me a picture of the Reeboks. I said, "It's him."
After the explosion, President Obama issued an executive order. It told several departments to work on improving chemical safety. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, considered closing a loophole that allowed small retail sites like West Fertilizer Company to escape more federal oversight. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, began updating and expanding its own regulations for hazardous chemicals. While those regulatory agencies were looking ahead, ATF, a law enforcement agency, was looking for answers. 3 years later, Jordan Barab got a call.
Well, I got a call from our regional administrator in Texas, who said, "You know, sit down, you won't believe this, but ATF just held a press conference.
We are here today to announce the final ruling as to the cause of the fire."
This audio comes from the Dallas Morning News.
"The fire has been ruled as incendiary. This means this fire was a criminal act."
We immediately called the White House. "Did you hear this?" And they said, "Yeah, we just heard it as well. We had no idea this was coming."
Barab was the number two official at OSHA under the Obama administration, and he led that agency's policy review on chemical safety. He says ATF refused to brief OSHA or the White House on the arson finding, even as the executive branch was in the midst of this massive policy review kicked off by that explosion and only half a year away from a change of administration.
And to this day, aside from them continuing to reiterate their insistence that this was intentionally set, we have really gotten no real information from ATF on what they based this conclusion on.
ATF declined our request for comment on whether the agency refused to brief the White House or to provide proof that the fire was caused by arson, because, ATF says, that investigation is still ongoing. But this arson announcement went beyond a lack of interagency communication.
And I don't have to speculate on the political implications of that kind of finding. We can look at what happened at EPA.
When the Trump administration took office, it eventually rolled back the new rules that would have improved chemical safety across the country.
And their major justification for that was that the Obama regulation had not taken into account the fact that ATF had found that this was an intentional act. And that it was arson. And therefore, most of the improvements involved in the EPA, the new EPA regulation, were irrelevant because it was just some crazy person who started the fire. And again, this kind of violates all the principles of process safety management and how to prevent these kind of explosions.
There was a separate investigation into the explosion by the Chemical Safety Board, an independent federal agency that investigates chemical disasters and makes recommendations to prevent similar ones. The agency issued 19 recommendations related to the West explosion. 13 have still not been completed. The Chemical Safety Board is focused on two.
These two are open, and I find them of critical importance. And it keeps me awake at night.
Catherine Lemos is the chair of the Chemical Safety Board. First, she wants the EPA to add ammonium nitrate to a list of chemicals that receive more oversight. Second, she wants OSHA to mandate non-combustible storage bins and water sprinklers for facilities that handle ammonium nitrate.
These same regulatory gaps that existed in 2013 for ammonium nitrate still exist today. And it is disturbing to me that facilities can still use combustible wooden materials and storage bins to house ammonium nitrate. They're not required to use sprinklers in storage buildings.
So I told Dustin Matus, the son of Jimmy Matus, about this inaction. I'm curious how that makes you feel, what you make of that.
Furious. I'm furious about it. They need to make changes. They need to... Why do they not need fire sprinklers around something that is explosive? It don't make sense.
8 years after the West Fertilizer Company explosion ripped apart a Texas town, killing 15 people, OSHA and EPA's major policy fixes to prevent a similar explosion have been stalled or rolled back. And the ATF arson announcement provided a foundation for those rollbacks. The Biden administration has signaled chemical safety will be improved. EPA and OSHA both say the agency's new leadership will review the regulatory agendas, but neither committed to a specific timeline or to specific policy changes. As for ATF and its arson finding, no suspects have been announced. Its investigation, which is one of the most expensive in agency history, remains open 8 years later. A $50,000 cash reward is still up for grabs for any information leading to an arrest. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.
This story is part of the Fire Triangle podcast. You can hear more on your go-to podcast platforms.